California is dealing with a housing crisis. Experts say there isn't enough housing for residents of the Golden State, and that's especially true in the area of affordable housing. State lawmakers have been debating several potential solutions, ranging from new building to rent control. But one proposal in particular has seemed to generate the most attention. It's referred to as SB 50 and aims to increase density around public transportation in some parts of California. And it has been controversial. With me via Skype to talk more about this proposal is Jenna Chandler, editor of Curbed LA. And Jenna, first off, set the stage for us. What is the current state of housing and affordable housing in California?
Yeah, well, obviously, California is not a cheap place to live. The cost of housing here is really expensive, and many experts blame that on a housing shortage. There's just not enough housing to go around. It's an issue of supply and demand. But critically, there's a shortage of affordable housing. And, you know, I can speak more expertly about the Los Angeles market than I can the state as a whole. And in Los Angeles in particular, not only is the cost of housing expensive, the wages here haven't kept up. So Los Angeles is considered one of the more unaffordable markets in the country. So the cost of housing here might not be as expensive as like San Francisco, but there's a wider gap for many people in Los Angeles because they just aren't making as much money.
So let's talk about this proposal, SB 50 in the California legislature. What specifically would it do?
Yeah, so this is one senator, Scott Wiener. He is from San Francisco. This is his response to this housing crisis that we have in California. And it would basically create new incentives for developers to build apartments and condos near train stations and some bus stations, even in areas that are zoned strictly for single-family homes. So it would basically override local zoning restrictions on height and density in order to encourage developers to build a little bit more denser, a little bit taller, to build multifamily housing in areas that have been traditionally low slung, more suburban.
And is the thinking there then that if it is a little denser and there's more housing, it would maybe become a little more affordable and folks would be near modes of transportation where they could live there and then afford to get to work or school or wherever they're going?
Yeah, exactly. On the most general level, it's about increasing supply and also building, like you mentioned, closer to transit, which could help the state and cities meet their climate goals.
And this is obviously not met with universal acceptance. What are critics saying about this?
No, well, you know, there's several different points of criticism. One of them has to do with affordable housing. There's this fear that if you encourage developers to build, they're going to build a lot of market rate housing, and then that will thereby, you know, increase the cost of housing in a neighborhood and end up hurting, you know, tenants or renters who have been in the neighborhood a long time and lead to displacement. There is a provision in the bill to require developers to build affordable housing in their projects. So the senator has kind of taken some of those concerns into consideration. But there are a lot of advocates for affordable housing who say that provision doesn't go far enough. They want to see more protections to help renters, especially long-term tenants. One of the other provisions in the bill that addresses that is a restriction that would stop developers from building on land that has been occupied by renters within the certain number of years. I think it's 7 years. But again, you know, some of the criticism is that these protections just don't go far enough. Another criticism is that it's basically against density. Some people simply don't want to see the character of certain neighborhoods changing from low slung to taller. The tallest buildings that the bill would allow would be 5 stories. And, you know, some people say that's too tall for certain neighborhoods.
Now, the sponsor has seemingly tried to deal with some of these criticisms. It appears that the bill has gone through a few different iterations. How would you describe the evolution of this proposal from where it started to where it is now?
Yeah, it has gone through a lot of changes. And to be honest, it's as a reporter, it gets kind of hard to track because there's so many nuances to the bill. And the senator in his office has said to expect more changes down the road. And so some of the bigger changes recently have been to strengthen those affordable housing provisions. The senator also worked out a deal with another senator who had a separate proposal to deal with the housing crisis, and they combined their bills together. And the biggest change for that was that there are now going to be two categories. There's going to be provisions for counties that have 600,000 people or more, and then a slightly different set of provisions for counties that are smaller than that. In a nutshell, there will be slightly more density allowed in bigger counties than smaller counties.
Regardless of what happens with any of these bills in the legislature, have you noticed that just the fact that they have been introduced, like, is that changing the conversation at all, especially in and around LA, which has, you know, such a housing problem?
You know, I'm not sure if SB 50 is really sparking a debate about, it's certainly sparking a debate about what to do. I'm not sure that it's increased that conversation. There have been a lot of proposals recently to deal with the housing crisis at the local level. There are cities across Los Angeles that are passing, you know, emergency rent control measures to try to help tenants who, you know, are reporting to their local lawmakers that they're getting exorbitant rent increases of, you know, like 200% in one case. So I think it's, you know, people are talking about it because it affects so many residents. You know, in Los Angeles, the majority of residents are renters. So a lot of people are talking about it. I'm not sure that SB 50 is really what brought that conversation into the forefront, but certainly it has people talking about things like density and building near transit as a solution to the housing crisis.
All right. That's Jenna Chandler, editor of Curbed LA. Jenna, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.